Welcome to Equipped in Grace, where we talk about following Jesus in the chaos of real life. I'm Vinny Pizarski, and if you've ever wondered how to bring your Sunday faith into your Monday meetings, your parenting, your relationships, or just your everyday mess, this podcast is for you. So let's get outside of the church pew and get equipped for discipleship in the wild world in which we live. Today on the show, we're going to dive into an especially wild story that certainly deals with the chaos of real life. Jill Thornton is here with us, and she's going to share her experience of finding hope, seeing God, and experiencing the blessing of Christian community, all while going through one of the biggest trials I think any person can go through. So, Jill, set the stage for us. What was happening, and what were you doing the day your house caught fire?
Okay, we're in the year of the COVID, which was very hard for everybody,
right? Gosh, yes.
So it's July and it's a beautiful day. And our friend, Robin Mitchell, which I know a lot of people remember Robin, mm-hmm. and she's such a sweetheart. And she was starting a business, jewelry business, Christian, and I wanted to help her. And she said, well, I would love it. I said, I'll have a COVID party for you outside, you know. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I decided, got to make everything, you know, perfect for this party. And I've got about 50 people coming, women. And I needed to mow the grass to make it pretty because it's outside. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have worried as much. So that's what I did. I went and mowed the yard. And I still needed to go to the store. And so instead of having my mower outside like I normally do, I put it inside the garage. And I went outside to blow the grass off our sidewalks.
Yes, and as one does.
Yeah, and I come back around. I have a side entrance. I come back around, and there's a mower. The mower was taller than I am, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
So the mower was on fire?
It was totally on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
As tall as I was. And I'm like, and my car, our cars were right there.
Oh, dear.
And the good thing is, for us, COVID, my husband was working at home. So I was very thankful for God for that, because I could run in and get his help. And he's like, no, you call 911. And he went off and tried to stop the fire in the garage, and at least from hitting the cars.
Right.
But he got singed on his head, his feet, and all this. So I grabbed the dog. And I go out to the front and I'm calling, and then I'm praying, please, God, let him be okay, because I cannot see my husband.
Oh, that has to be nerve wracking.
And I was very like trepidation, and you get like, and then the dispatcher kept over and over, where are you? Where are you? And I tell her, I'm right by your new fire station. But my phone's a Wisconsin number. So that's why she was confused.
Yes.
So anyway, I go across the street, and all of a sudden my husband comes walking around. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. And then the police were there real fast, but it took 13 minutes for those fire trucks to get there.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, but I'm standing there, like I said in my testimony, I'm standing there so full of peace. It was just amazing how God was with me.
That is amazing. I can't imagine that would be a normal reaction for a lot of people.
No, I was so like, I had this peace come through my body, and just saying, you know, over and over, it's just stuff. We all accumulate stuff, and, you know, and we're safe. And that's all that matters. You know, we're all safe. It'll be okay. I'm with you, and we'll get you through it. And he's got me through so many other things. So I just always have believed that.
Yeah.
So that's what that part happened, you know, and I did. Even neighbors came up to me and just said, I can't get over how you're just so calm. And I just said, you know what? It's just stuff. You know, God tells me it's just stuff, and we all carry stuff. So I just had to let that go.
Yeah. Talk about approaching it with a childlike faith and just hearing God whisper that to you in that moment.
It was.
And just taking it at its word and believing it. That
I had. You know, I did. And
I suppose,
you know,
it beats the alternative of stressing out over.
Yeah. That might have came a little later because it was COVID. So it took a long time to rebuild. And, you know, people you couldn't get the products. People didn't show up or they got sick. So nobody could work. It was very, that part was a little harder because it was really testing your faith every day.
Okay. Yeah. So let's walk in that direction. The house is on fire. It takes 13 mm-hmm. minutes for the fire department to show up. I'm guessing let's just ask, was there any part of the house that was left, or did the whole thing gone?
No. Actually, the whole upstairs and the garage were totally gone.
Okay.
And then the fire, like, even destroyed on the other side of the house. Like, our light bulbs were melted. And that's how hot fire gets. And then what wasn't even ruined by the fire, it was the hoses, the water. Right. So, like, all pictures, even though they were protected, they went down in the basement, the water, and ruined all our kit, like our pictures.
Yeah.
I have to tell you a God story because I couldn't tell it before. But Luann Heffelfinger, she showed up. Of course, I had a lot of wonderful, my church family. But anyway, she's like, is there anything you wish you had? And I said, yes, one of my mom's paintings. My mom had passed almost 20 years now. And I wanted one of the paintings. And I said, well, there's one back in my sunroom. And she was real I'll sneak in there. And she did. And it was on the farthest side of the fire. And you couldn't even tell what the picture was. Her and her father, Bill Thompson, restored it for me. They took a month. And let me tell you, when they gave it to me, I was a hot mess crying because it was like a precious gift from God.
Oh, wow.
They did.
So at what point did, like, I'm assuming the fire, the fire is out at this point.
It is.
What point did Luann go into the house?
She actually got yelled at by the fire marshal. But anyway.
So the fire was out, but it was still an unsafe structure.
Right. They did not really want us in there.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I was curious why she had to sneak into your house.
She did.
But that makes sense.
Why.
Yeah. The structure's been compromised.
Yeah.
Well, that is a tremendous gift.
It is. I love it to this day. It's my favorite of my house.
So I'm guessing then that there's a season where you're not staying in your house.
Oh, my.
is this where some of the stress starts to come in?
It's interesting, yeah.
Okay, walk us through that. What was that process like, and did you see God in any of it?
Oh, always, yeah. First of all, neighbors, everybody coming out that I've never even seen them before. And can I pray for you? Oh, yes. You know, people asking to pray is like, what a gift. And then, so that night we had to stay at it. State Bridge, you know, extended. We didn't realize we didn't have toothbrush. We didn't have anything. You just don't realize the little things that you don't have. And, but anyway, people gave us gift cards for food and stuff because we didn't have anything. So we were there. And then we couldn't find a rental house. We had a dog with us too. And our older son had just moved back. And here we are. We're right there. And all of a sudden, Pastor Dan, he knew that we were looking for a place, but every time I went to get a rental, they were gone.
Yeah.
And then he just happened, Silas just happened to know a friend that was moving to California, and they weren't ready. Their house wasn't prepared to put it on the market. So we were blessed by that house. They let us rent that house. And then little over a year, the gentleman wanted to sell his house. I don't blame him, you know, because of the market.
Right.
And so we had to live in the hotel again for about a month and a half in the winter. That was hard because we didn't have scrapers. We like forgot.
Oh, wow. My wife and I have had to do the live in a hotel for a season. And
it's okay.
We never want to do that again. We joke every time we drive past the hotel. Oh, look, there's our old home. But it's like, it's like going like, oh, look, that's where you broke your leg. Like, it's that kind of memory.
Although I have to say, one of the things that I think God works in nature a lot.
Okay.
And I'm out taking my dog out, you know, for, you know, at the hotel. I had never seen so many orioles at this hotel up on 75, which isn't the nicest area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was loaded with these orioles, and you don't see, now you do, but. Yeah, you don't normally see those birds.
Yeah.
So that, I just thought, thank you. That brightened my day.
So that was just like a nice, like, just, yeah, just a little brightening day kind of thing.
Oh, totally.
Sure, sure. It's the little things that make a big difference.
They can. They do. Yeah,
uncomfortable season.
Yeah. So that, yeah. But then we got, you know, right after Christmas, we got to get in January. So it took 18 months to get back in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. That was, wow, I was, like I said, I was tested. And might bless my husband's heart. He was still working. But for me, I made all the decisions. I mean, I don't really want to build the house again. You had to pick up the handle, every little detail.
Yeah, the things you take for granted again. Yeah. Stuff we don't think about.
Everything.
When the house is already built.
Yeah. Or we had to wait for certain appliances. I'm just because of COVID, you couldn't get stuff.
It was hard to get a computer printer in COVID.
Totally.
There was all those electronic parts were in shortage.
And when we first moved back, we just would wait. Oh God, are we really here? You know, it just felt different.
Surreal,
you know?
I'm sure.
It's very surreal.
Yes.
Yeah. We have a brand new house. It's not the way to do it, though.
Yeah. Probably easier to build from scratch.
Yes.
You've mentioned a couple of times you were tested in that time. If you don't mind my asking and digging in a little bit there, what were some of the tests for you?
Mostly is the patience that I needed to use with many of the workers that didn't, like a gal wanted me to meet at the house, but she didn't show up. I mean, and then just forgiving that she has a life, you know, and getting past me, you know what I mean?
So sure.
That was hard.
The way you want things.
Yeah, definitely wanted on my time.
Yes,
right. We all like instead of God's timing. Yeah.
That is always challenging.
It was. Some days I would sit, you know, in my empty house and cry, but you know. But my small group, which I thought was wonderful, like quite a few of them came over and wrote scriptures on the walls and stuff, you know, which I thought was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So are those still written on the walls or are they like under the paint?
Well, they're under.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so there's like a blessing underneath.
Yeah, there is.
That's really nice.
And one of the girls that was in Bible study with us for years, she's an artist, Gloria Meckler. Mm-hmm. She painted me this huge painting for my sunroom, which I call it my prayer room. And it's Be Still and Know. And she put like the birds of my dad and the butterflies of my mom.
Oh.
And it's so pretty. So to me, those things are just precious.
Yeah.
So we are very blessed.
Yeah. I mean, talk about just the power of community and helping you guys get through that.
Yeah, I really do. I think God uses people.
Yeah.
That he does.
Yeah, because you can't, I mean, that's any situation like that will test a person. Because you've got to wait for the emergency crew to arrive. You got to wait to find out what is left of your house.
Yeah, insurance.
Yeah,
too.
You got to wait. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Everyone loves working with insurance.
Yeah.
I
was blessed.
Sarcastically.
We had a wonderful.
Oh, good.
So, you know, you don't know. You pay in, you have no idea.
Until you have to use it. Yeah,
right.
You don't know how good it is.
They were wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So there's another blessing.
So is another blessing because that's not always the experience. Sometimes that's the longest part
is
to get the insurance to kick in.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then there's the waiting to figure out, okay, where are you going to go next?
And they overvalued everything for us, like saying I went to Pottery Barn all the time for my things. I don't. So like some of the things, like my son's ukulele got a lot of money off that.
Oh my.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
That is interesting. That is very interesting. Well, it sounds like they really went to bat for you then.
They did. So, they were wonderful. Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
So there's that whole process. So that actually went reasonably well. Then
it
you're
did,
bouncing
actually.
Around from space to space.
Yeah, and they handled that well too.
A hotel.
Yep.
But the community sounds like it was there all the way through. From
they were wonderful. Everybody.
The moment,
meals.
The moment the fire was over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, meals.
You know, all the stuff.
Sneaking
that goes
into your structurally unsound house.
Yeah. Everything. It was. You know. Quite the experience.
I bet. Probably not something you want to do again.
No, thanks.
But what a testimony for community and just for the listeners. If there's someone who's going through something difficult in your life, community makes all the difference.
It does.
That's how God has wired us to be, to support each other, to be the good Samaritans in one another's lives. Because you can talk about this story with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably in large part because you had that support of Christian people around you.
Definitely.
Helping you with the little things, helping you with big things,
mm-hmm.
you know, the painting.
Yeah.
Not going to bring your house back, but it does warm your heart, right?
It
helps make
it
into a home when you finally got back into your house.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Yeah. I, People are wonderful. They just really are. God really works on a lot of people and just so blessed.
You know?
Thankful.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story and testimony of community and just in big ways and small ways and little signs of. And I do appreciate you mentioned the Orioles, because there are things when we go through a hardship, I think it's easy for us to take our eyes off of the little miracles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And to undervalue simple things like a sunny day.
Yeah.
That there's still the blessings there, that God is still taking care of us, even though it might not be.
When you're going through it.
A comfortable situation that you're in, we can look back and see how that still carried us through.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us today. It's been a blessing to have you on the show.
Yeah.
It's also been a blessing to have you all listening to today's episode, and we hope this conversation has been an encouragement to you and your walk with Jesus. I'd like to wrap up our conversation by saying again how important it is to be in a good Christian community and to be that community for others when they are in need. Galatians 6:2 says, "Carry one another's burdens. In this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ." This, of course, refers to the golden rule to love your neighbor as yourself. We are to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and when we are, we can make a difficult situation all the more bearable for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Notice in Jill's story, there were large and small gestures that helped encourage her and let her know that she was surrounded and looked out for all along the way. One friend made a whole painting while our pastor's son Silas simply passed along some information, a seemingly small gesture that made a big difference for Jill and her husband. Maybe there's someone in your life who comes to mind whom you could encourage, and maybe you're feeling in need of some encouragement yourself. In that case, don't be afraid to reach out to your brothers and sisters in Christ, and by all means, go to God our Father and ask for what you need. As Philippians 4:6-7 says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but rather bring up all of your requests to God in your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. Then the peace of God that exceeds all understanding will keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus." Thanks again for joining us today. New episodes of Equipped in Grace are posted every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, so be sure to subscribe or follow this show on the podcast app of your choice to be notified of our latest content. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Bye-bye.